Jen Sabella from Black Club Chicago with some extremely local news. Well, Jen, do you think these big changes that are being talked about for the lakefront are going to actually happen one day?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, it actually really looks like they might. They're going to have to do something because the erosion issue with Lake Michigan is not going anywhere. So the city and the state are working together to try to protect the lakefront. And one way of doing that is they want to expand Oak Street Beach. So this is great news for folks who show up at the beach a little too late on a summer afternoon and find it really crowded. There will be more space on the beach, according to some renderings that the state and the city released this week. They also are planning to get rid of that dreaded S curve on Lakeshore Drive, where you always see remnants of a crash every time you drive past it, because people can't seem to nail that sharp turn there. So it looks like there's going to be more park space in general along the lakefront to kind of buffer the city from rising lake levels due to climate change. So we have all these renderings up on our website right now at blockclubchicago.org, and it's just really fascinating to look at and see how the lakefront might change in the coming years.
So would there be more park space, basically?
Yes. So they're pitching different variations of this plan, but either way, they're going to be adding more green space, more park space, and this goes all the way up the lakefront. So they have renderings of additions to the lakefront over by Belmont, up in Uptown, and all the way down to Oak Street Beach, which there's plans to add a lot more beach itself and just green space and kind of like pedestrian plazas over there.
And I thought we got rid of the S-curve years ago, but I guess we still have, we have a new version of it. It's not as bad as the one that we used to have years ago, and that's what they're talking about changing now, right?
Right. They're going to change it even more and make it a little more subtle, because apparently, you know, no one seems to be getting better at driving. So,
no. Is there new life for the old 400 movie theater? That's the question. What's the answer?
Not sure yet, but they are really trying to stay open. This Rogers Park new 400 movie theater, it's been open since 1912, and it is the longest running theater in Chicago history. They started out with silent films in the silent film era, and in order to attract people back, they are going to bring some of those back. They're going to be running Nosferatu and Phantom of the Opera, and you can show up, and it'll be accompanied by an organ, just like you would have seen in the 1920s. And the Silent Film Society of Chicago, they just really want to see this theater survive. It's been around for so long. The pandemic really screwed things up for them, but a lot of diehard movie people are trying to save it. If you do want to check out a movie in this old theater, I would go soon. The owners are not very optimistic about it sticking around much longer.
That's too bad.
Up at 6746 North Sheridan.
And finally, we have news about a worthwhile program that actually started after a popular TikTok, didn't it?
It did. I've been seeing a lot of this, and we've been covering it at Block Club. A lot of younger people who are, they want to build community, but outside the bar scene, are coming up with different groups. And this Les Get Together Collective is for queer women. A woman went to a gay bar by herself and made friends with two other people at the bar. And she was like, you know, I just wish there was a place where we could all go and meet other people, and not necessarily for dating, just to meet new friends with, you know, similar interests. So she started this group, and it was a hit. She promoted it on TikTok, and a lot of young queer Chicago women all got together. They had about 150 people attend their first event, which included like charcuterie boards and mocktails. A lot of the, you know, Gen Zers are looking for a way to socialize without alcohol, and this is another way of doing it. So, yeah, if you want to learn more about the Les Get Together Collective, you can find them on TikTok and check our website at blockclubchicago.org.
Jen Sabella. Thank you, Jen. Have a nice day.
Thanks, Bob.